Welcome to Let's Talk Golf. I'm your host, Penny Gaylor. Hello everybody, I'm Penny Gaylor and another episode of Let's Talk Golf. And today's very special guest, Mark Dunstan from the Levin Golf Course. Welcome.
Thank you for inviting me.
It's such a pleasure. And so I just want to cover all things Levin and golf and what's it like up there. And, of course, this is to an audience who, like myself, might be budding golfers. So, you know, how's your course for those of us who are just embarking on the golf journey? But, of course, lots of gun golfers out there. How long have you been playing for?
Probably all up 25, 30 years. I did start when I was in my 20s. Had an unfortunate incident where I shanked a ball that hit a greenkeeper on the elbow, so I didn't play for 10 years.
Crikey.
And when I went back, I must admit I started off not so much better, but at least there were no greenkeepers around.
All right.
Thank goodness it's improved.
So what is your tip on how to correct the shank? What did you do?
Slowed it right down and concentrated on hitting the ball.
Right. Because when you shank, is it that you've hit it at the kind of the front end, the toe?
It can sometimes be the toe. Sometimes it can come off the hawsel.
Right.
Right down at the base of the club where it joins onto the handle.
Right.
It's a case of not getting the swing right. So you're coming through sometimes with your hands open or... Yeah, just not looking at the ball sometimes.
Okay, so just a first tip, look at the ball. Yeah. That's great. That's great. So, Levin, where's the setting of it and what kind of course, how would you describe the course as a whole?
It's a hidden gem. So, Levin course is about 7 km out of Levin, heading out Hokio Beach Road towards the beach. It's a long Mutri road. The course is... as I said, a hidden gem. So very quiet. You don't get any vehicle noise. You can hear the sea on a windy day. And in winter, you look towards the Tararuas. It's just fantastic.
Beautiful.
The course itself is in great condition, especially at the moment. Green as. It's a good course to play on. Can be challenging, but it's also in some ways reasonably forgiving.
So, oh, I like the sound of that.
Yeah. And, it's pretty good facilities. We've got great greens. A lot of people praise the course and really love going there. And those that haven't been there before always seem to praise and make positive comments about it. I've been playing there for the last 16, 17 years. I've been a member there for that long. And I find it difficult going to other courses because you keep comparing them. But, it is a hidden gem, and I think a lot of people don't really realise it's there.
Yeah. So your role there?
I'm the president and chair of the board, so have been doing a fair bit of hands-on work within the shop and meeting people and those sorts of things, but we are also the governors of the board of the place, so looking forward to getting more members. We've grown membership.
Yeah.
But also we've got a lot of people coming and playing, green fields players who don't necessarily want to become a member but don't realise that if they were, it might be $20 a week at most. And they're paying $40 or $50 to play at our course.
Yeah.
And if they come every fortnight, well, they're losing money.
Yeah, do the math. So you've got a – do you have like an online booking system?
Yeah, we're very much into the dot golf system, so people who are members can book online.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that people can also book online that aren't members if they go through New Zealand Golf. We do have 20 carts, which is one of the biggest number of carts on the Cavity Coast.
Oh, lovely.
And on summer days, those carts are going out twice in a day, so it's fairly popular. So. Yeah, it's a good course. It's got a sandy base. Quite often other courses are muddy and not playable. Ours is.
Mm-hmm.
Although a couple of years ago when we had that big wet, we suffered a bit. But most of the time we're able to play when other people can't.
Right. So, but you wouldn't call it a links course?
it's hard to say it's a Lynx, true Lynx course because there's a few trees on there, but certainly it's a Lynx type course. Yep.
So do you have a favourite hole or a hole that is your nemesis?
The trouble with golf is that those holes that are your nemesis seem to move around the course.
Yes.
So, yes. Yeah, what's a bad hole for the last 4 weeks today will be the best hole you've had all day.
Yes.
And then it sticks for a while. But the ones that spring to mind is the 15th hole if you're playing off the blue tees. You're standing up on a hill looking out over the lake, looking out towards the town. You can see Kapiti. It's a fantastic view. Oh. The 18th hole finish, especially later in the day when the sun's starting to set.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Oh, magic.
And so there are some really good holes. The fourth tee, if you're playing off the upper tee, again, an elevated view. It's quite something.
Yes. I mean, that is the thing, that you know, all the things you get when you're playing golf. And, you know, you're looking at the views and stuff. I love, you know, all the different courses have quite different sort of topography and different views and different perspectives of, say, Kapiti Island, because you're quite a bit north than those who might play in the Paraparaumus or the like. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I played recently, in fact, last week at Waikanae. It's a great course. It was challenging. Wasn't a great score, but that's golf.
Oh, whoa. Did you head onto the green at number 8 like I just did?
Probably not, no.
But it was the luckiest shot I've ever had. I just couldn't. I did a little dance.
Yeah. I'm glad that it's all about you.
No, I'm fizzing. And that's the thing about golf too, isn't it? You could, one hole and then next hole's better, way better.
Yeah, and if you're having a really bad round, isn't it amazing how the last hole is the best shot ever and you get par, and that's what makes you come back.
Yeah, because life's like, you always got to keep things in perspective.
Yeah, well, I can remember being at Judgeford many years ago, having a shocker. I was ready to throw my clubs into the pond on the 18th.
Oh, dear.
And, until I played a fantastic shot onto the green, and that was it. I was coming back next week no matter what.
Oh, great. Great. Well, I've actually got a game of golf coming up there, so I might have to get some tips from you after the show.
Okay.
We'll keep it about Levin this one.
Yeah.
So how many kind of staff, greenkeepers, what's your setup?
Okay, so we've got a full-time greenkeeper and a couple of other staff that work with him part-time.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is very shortly going to become an apprentice, so he's just finishing his degree in horticulture or agriculture, one of those.
Yep.
And he's keen to become a greenkeeper, so he's working out really well. We have a caterer and somebody that assists in the kitchen and the shop and bar, and we have three full-time staff and a part-timer who work in the shop, etc. So we have somebody at the shop every day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
The bar's open every day of the week.
Mm-hmm.
The caterer's on site several days of the week and when there's big groups in, but certainly there's food available every day. And so that's about it as far as the staff go.
Yeah. Yeah. That's great to know because, you know, if you were about to play for the first time and you don't know if, you know, what the setup's going to be, going to have a sammy or a sausage roll afterwards because, you know, fuel up after that big round and that, you know.
And if you had a round like you did yesterday, you've got to celebrate.
I had to celebrate. Yeah.
But it's, you know, what's one thing about golf is that quite often when you talk to people that are playing regularly, it's not about the competition, it's about the stuff that goes on with the mates or people that you're playing with.
Yes.
And I enjoy going to club days because regularly you're playing with different people. And it's great to go out with your mates, but it's also great to meet other people as well, see them play. The other thing about golf is the great thing is you can be really great but still lose to somebody that's absolutely hopeless as far as handicap goes.
Yes.
Because of the handicap system.
Yeah.
You know, if they have a good day and you don't, you know, you can still be competitive.
Yes. And I've earlier this year I did my first ever match play. in that, which was a great way to just kind of learn, because there's all these different sort of like formats, isn't there? So, you know, and actually doing it is how you can learn about it. So wherever you are in the stage of your golf, there's kind of like something that's tailored to help you in some way so that you can stay competitive.
Yeah, and changing the what you're doing and how you're playing is makes it interesting. Mm. So Ambrose, where everybody hits a ball and you choose one and then everybody hits it again, and those sorts of things can be fun, especially for the new people.
Yeah.
Because, of course, if you're not so good and you scone it and it only goes 20 feet and somebody's hit it 100 metres, then you go to the 100 metres and you forget about it.
Yeah. Or hit a tree and it goes back behind you 10 metres, might have once.
Yeah, well, or if you did like I did a few weeks ago, hit off the first tee and hit something and it ends up behind you.
Yeah,
these things happen.
It's a very entertaining sport.
It is.
But I love it that you kind of, as long as you're with people who accept that you're going to have a laugh, if it's a shot worth a laugh, but also people are so encouraging.
Well, they are, but I'm known to be a wee bit disparaging of myself at times.
Oh yeah, I think we're all like that. But then also that you know we should and could turn around and go, oh, I felt that was a really good shot. I'm really chuffed with that.
Oh yeah, there's a fair bit of pumping and high fives, and and every now and again you'll hear somebody over at the other side of the course celebrating a great shot.
And you you kind of go, oh, I reckon that was my, what's the bet? That was a nice birdie.
yeah, or a two, hole in one.
Beautiful.
They come very few and far between.
Oh, yes. So, I think I'm going to get a frame for my best round card. Is that, do you have any rituals around that sort of thing?
Not myself, no. I do have two hole-in-one trophies at home.
Really?
Yeah.
Whereabouts did you do those?
One was at Judgeford. I was visiting there one day and as a country member and managed to put one in. I didn't see it. My partner did.
Yeah.
I told him he was BSing me.
I'll start.
I went to look behind the green and walked past the pin and there it was. And the other one was at Levin, so it was on our twilight golf day. So in the summer we played twilight golf and, a shocking shot. And it went all the way around the ground and just rolled up and into the hole.
Oh,
you don't say no to these things.
No, take it.
The thing is with golf, there's no pictures on the scorecard. There's just a score.
Yes, it's just a score.
I've had some really ugly fours.
Oh, right, yes. Well, it's a simple number and yet there's a big story.
There is.
Yeah, and that's the great thing about that 19th hole.
Yeah.
The debrief begins.
Yeah. Sometimes the 19th hole is when match play where you have to carry on because you're full square at the 18th.
Oh, yes.
So I've went home recently two occasions I won it on the 19th and the other I lost it on the 20th.
Wow. So, you mentioned twilight. When will the twilight kick in and how long does that last for and what's the opportunities there for people?
Well, twilight's starting on Monday. So it's Monday, every Monday through to just before Christmas and then starts again in January. There's teams of four. They play off the red tees, which is the short course. There's four to a team, although if you have less, that's fine. The best three scores, Stableford count. We've got 28 teams already this year. And it's a competition that goes through to, as I say, the two halves, basically. So at the end of this year, they'll have a Christmas cheer-type event. It's an Ambrose tournament. And likewise, afterwards, at the end of the year, they'll do the same. It's very well supported. There's the bar, there's food. So the caterers are coming in and cooking meals for the people that want them. Hopefully people will stay for that because it's a good way to socialise, unwind. Of course, you don't have to go home and cook, do you?
No. Well, it's nice and convenient then.
And
why not? And so what time does twilight start?
So tee off is generally at 5:45.
Yeah.
So, and you are in before dark, unless, of course, you're very slow, but most people aren't. It's only nine holes.
Yeah.
So, and the course has been changed. This year we've readjusted the red tees because they also have a twos competition, and if you paid the front nine, you only had two par threes, and you used to have three on the back. We've evened it up just so that people that are always playing on the back didn't have an advantage.
yes, because sometimes you actually, if you're in those, like I play with nine holers at Otaki Club, and we all kind of go, oh, it's been ages since I played the back nine. So,
They move them around, so it's good, but you have to be there on time because, hey, if you're down the back, it takes a while to get there.
Yes. And so what about, like, competition from your club? Is there, like, do you have teams and other wider competitions?
Okay, so there's something on at the club organised every day except Sunday. So there'll be a group that goes out from Speldhurst, of all places, on Monday morning. They also go out on Friday. Monday they do the front nine, Friday they do the back nine.
Oh,
so
that's
they get to play
really
the whole course once a week.
That is good, yeah.
There's a group of men that go out on Tuesday, then some nine holers, and then ladies group go out on Wednesday. Two groups of men go out on Thursday. One 9:30, one at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 12 o'clock. So those that have to work in the morning can still get a game of golf in.
Yeah.
Then there's the nine holers again and the Speldhurst group on the Friday, and there's an early group of men that go out about 9 o'clock on the Saturday, ladies follow, and then there's a late group of men that come out about 11 o'clock. We do get a lot of groups that come from other places that fit in around there. And on Sunday, well, that's when we get a lot of green fee players, but there's also a lot of club members that will go out and play. I mean, I go out every second Sunday at the moment, and there's about 20 people standing around waiting to tee off as the sun comes up.
Yeah.
Best time of the day.
Oh, wow. Keen.
Yeah, but
very
it's
keen.
Great time to be out playing golf.
Yeah.
Not as much wind.
Oh, really? Oh, see, look, I don't think about that sort of thing. Right.
Yeah, and it's great. It's one of the things I like about the living is the calmness and the whatever, but watching that sun come up, the sunrise, playing, it's magic.
Yeah, beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. And so what about, do you have some teams that play in interclubs?
Oh, yes. We've got interclub teams. So, yeah, we play in pennants teams, so several grades. One of them is handicap, which you play a handicap. The other is a president's grade, which is also a handicap, but men and women can play in that group. I think men and women can also play in the handicap group. And then there's different grades that we're in. We don't have a lot of top-class golfers at the moment. Unfortunately, Livin's demographics are probably, there's a lot of older people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Few quite older than me.
Even some older than you.
Yeah, even some older than me. And we've got a lot of young people. So, but there's also, a couple of years ago, we bought in a new membership category for 21 to 35, and we've actually now got two membership categories, 21 to 30 and 30 to 40. So because some of those people, and it's a discounted membership, those people have kids that do sport, those sorts of things.
Yeah.
And, you know, generally, they've got more outgoings than us that are getting retiring age.
Yeah.
So, and that's grown the club as well. So we're not as big as some of the local clubs. We've got 405 members at the moment. We were only 340-odd a year and a half ago, so we are growing.
Good. That's great to hear. What about young people? You know, I'm hearing, you know, from what I've seen, and I've got young people who've taken up golf in our family as well.
Yeah, so with New Zealand wide, they've seen a real growth in golf. There's people have taken up golf. I think the COVID was probably good for that.
Yes, that every golf club person I've spoken to, exactly that.
Yeah, because of course you could go out and play and exercise with people, but be far enough away that we weren't breaking the rules.
Yeah. You know, didn't touch the flag.
But I also think that a lot of young people are finding the joy of being able to go out with their mates, have a bit of fun, laugh, carry on. it surprises me how many think that they have to take a cart instead of walk. But
I've noticed that too.
Yes, but you know, I'm as a club official, I'm actually quite happy for that to happen because, of course, it helps with the revenue. But
yeah,
the real reality is, I love seeing them on the course.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, we've seen people out. You know, husband and wife or partners out there with the kids in the pushchair, walking around playing golf, and that's fantastic.
Yeah.
The only thing we don't have right at the moment is a junior program. We're working on it. We want to get it going. There's a real need for it. But you know, realistically, it's an underutilized course in a lot of ways because a lot of live-in people think it's too far out of town.
Mm.
And I suppose it is if you, that's where you drive all the time is in town.
Yeah.
But I drive to Waikanae, Foxton, down to Wellington regularly, and 5 minutes in the country is just a breath of fresh air.
Yeah, it is actually, yeah.
Yeah.
Think of what it's actually quite pleasant to kind of shift your mind.
Yeah.
Get ready for your game.
Yeah, oh, that's all well and good until you actually have somebody say, "Hey, Mark, what's going on about here?" And it's, "Oh, that's the game gone."
Oh, it's great to hear that you've, because it's certainly the theme I'm hearing from people from the other clubs and that. And it's just great to see the young ones taking up golf and like, you know, you had with your experience, you might do it for a while, then have a break, but it's just something you can always go back to. People, you know, and like myself, but I know a lot of people, have, when they've travelled, they're doing golf when they travel.
Yeah.
Do you have people from who might be cruising around the country in their motorhomes and stuff with their clubs kind of stopping in?
Yeah, we do. And, you know, we're looking to reopen the park over property for caravan people.
Great.
And sometimes things like the King's Birthday, we have a regular King's Birthday tournament. It's now 2 days, was three, where people play on pairs and it's a mixed sort of tournament. A lot of them come with caravans, etc. There's a group of veterans that travel around the whole country in caravans. And if they have a tournament and a lot of them come, you could have anything up to 20 or 30 caravans in your car park.
Wow. Are they sort of our version of the Barney Army or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. My wife thinks that I should join them, but not yet.
Oh, okay. What's that agenda?
I think she thinks that she'll get to see the country, but she doesn't play golf. So.
Oh, you're caddy.
Well, no, she doesn't caddy either.
Yeah.
My wife likes me going out to play golf so she can do what she calls a lap.
Oh, a lap.
Yeah, a lap as little as possible.
Oh, please. Yeah. Yeah.
It's probably kept our marriage alive, really, because we do have stuff we do separate from each other.
Yeah, that's great.
It is great. Yeah.
And now, look, you're wearing your Levin Golf Club branded shirt, and I see on there, is New Zealand Golf Outlet a sponsor or something?
Yes, it was. This is an old shirt when I was in the penance team. So.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. Gotcha.
And so they sponsored us for a period of time. Yeah. And, they have an association with the club, but it's not a formal one, a lot of our members go and see Alan Curry and get coaching and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yep.
I actually, Christmas time, my boys got a set of golf clubs to share from there, and it was great. Good help to putting me in the right direction for what, you know, starter upper lads would like and, the 6 foot lads,
Yeah, my advice is somebody who's starting golf is don't go out and buy the $3,000 clubs.
No.
Yeah, we do have clubs for hire. They're not the best, but if you can use them, you're going to be able to use the good ones.
Yeah, exactly. Because it is just a thing. I remember turning up for my first lesson with Kevin Smith, and he said, "Oh, where are your clubs?" And I went, "No, I don't have clubs. I really want to just try it to see if I like it."
Yeah.
But after two lessons with him, I was like, "I'm off to get clubs."
I was
hooked.
Yeah. Yep, and this. Unfortunately, it becomes an addiction.
Yep, I know. That's okay. That's why we have this show.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what I'd really love, before we kind of wrap up things, you know, a question I always like to ask guests is, if you could have a round of golf with any golf pro from anywhere in the world, any gender, who would you like to do a round with, and where would you like to do that round? Which course would you like to do a round with?
Yeah, it's not something I've really thought about.
No. Okay. Here's your chance. Here's my chance.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So let's go with Tiger Woods.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But we'll go to another country. We'll go to St Andrews.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because that's the ultimate, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's the Mecca. Or
So I think I'll have to win Lotto this weekend with the 20 mil to be able to do that.
But yeah, yeah. Well, buy a ticket.
My wife always has one.
I think after my lucky shot the other day, I should buy a ticket.
Doesn't work. I've tried it.
Yeah. So have you ever played at any particular ones overseas?
No. I haven't been overseas very much at all.
But,
quite often when I'm travelling overseas, I don't actually play golf.
Yeah.
Too busy doing other things.
Right, fair enough. Yeah.
It would be good to do something like that.
Yeah. Obviously, Tigers, I think for all of us, would be just, you know, there's such that complete game, that amazing kind of, wow, you know, what a star of golf.
Yeah. And the thing is that if we were doing it on handicap, I might be competitive with them.
Yes.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I'd be too starstruck, probably.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'd be going, what club are you using? What club? Or asking, do you think he'd like tell me which club to use? It would be quite like that.
Well, you're not supposed to be getting advice off your position, but hey, That's the sticky rules. Let's just play good rules.
Is that a hard and fast rule? Or is that like etiquette that we were...
Oh, no, it's in the rule book. But
really?
Look, you know, people that are starting out golf, what have you, unless you're playing in a competition, I've got no problem with you not playing to the rules, but you do need to know what the rules are when you're in competitions.
Yeah. Well, not that I've really actually done competitions, but I find, you know, the people you're going to go along into and meet in these, like, those kind of club days where you do the nine-holers and stuff, they're so encouraging for people who are coming into the sport. They definitely are, you know, very... forgiving and gentle around advice, and if you're going, what club did you use when they've had a good shot? I'm just kind of like piecing it all together. It's really helpful.
Yeah, I mean, I've found over the years that I can ask somebody what they used, but they'll hit a lot further than I do.
Yeah.
And I'll hit a lot less than somebody else, and so I've ended up, if I play regularly with somebody, I'd be saying, this will be a club for you.
Yeah.
I'll be using this one.
What's your go-to club?
Probably a 4-iron.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right.
And anywhere close to the green, sand wedge.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think I might have to try that.
Yeah. It takes a bit to get used to them.
Yes. Okay. Well, I've got a bit of issues there with my ear game, so
And there's a couple of things coming up at our club that I don't know when this is going out, but on Sunday of Labour Weekend we've got a par 3 competition, so every hole's going to be a par 3.
Oh,
it's called a pink blue day, so we're pink and all blue. It's to raise some money for prostate and breast cancer.
Oh, fabulous.
And also we need to look at replacing a defibrillator because it's near 15 years old.
Okay.
And there's also a couple of charity events that are coming up 13th and 21st of November. One's to fundraise funds for a young girl that's got some health issues that needs to go to Australia every 2 weeks to get treatment. And the other is to raise some funds for different charities, but also to help support Tyler Hodge, who used to be a club member at Levin, who's now overdoing Q School and trying to get onto the professional circuit in Europe. So, anybody can join in those events.
Right. Oh,
and
wonderful.
They can find stuff about them either on our Facebook page or, the club website.
great. Oh, that's wonderful that you're doing that those days for people and for charities to be organising the funds. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
So encouraging people can go to your website.
Yeah, or Facebook page.
Or Facebook page, brilliant. And, you know, we can all find those. It's pretty easy to Google into those. So that's cool. Hey, well, I'll sign us off for now. But thank you so much. I hope the club keeps growing and I'll definitely have a little check out myself.
Yeah, more than welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And thank you, listeners, for listening to Mark and myself have a bit of a natter about the Live-In Golf Course.
Thank you very much.
A pleasure. And thanks very much, everybody, for listening. And take care out there. And good luck with your golf.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.